We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So how hard was it for you to come back? I think you're going to be here as long as Chris Peterson coached here.
Yeah, I mean, this may be a little hard, but it's like just the decision you have to make, so... Once the decision is made, it's like, I'm not going to think about it being hard anymore. I'm just going to take it day by day.
Did you have to give it a lot of thought?
I probably took a week and a half to think about it and just weigh out all different options. But at the end of the day, it was a pretty clear decision to make.
How much of that decision was based on only getting a chance to play two games last year and just not feeling
all of it. Yeah, it was all of it was based on that.
I thought I'd heard that you worked out with Aaron Donald. Is that true? How did that come about?
Yeah, so that was at the end of March, and basically I just got in contact with his trainer over in Pittsburgh on Twitter and just had the opportunity to link up with him on a Thursday morning, and I just, you know, had to take that opportunity.
What was that experience like, and how much, obviously being sort of a similar build and skill set, how much do you kind of model yourself after what he does?
Yeah, I mean, it was just really cool to see him in person. You know, I expect him to be, like, massive, but it seemed like he was the same size as me. So, I mean, that made me feel better about the work that he's put in, and watching him work that day and seeing how hard he works. It's no surprise to see where he's at, and that gives me hope to be optimistic, to know that working that hard day in and day out, you could achieve great things like that.
Ryan, I remember meeting you when you first got here, maybe even before when you were at Bellevue. What, you were 210, 220 pounds?
Yeah.
How hard has it been to get to where you're at right now from that guy who first showed up here?
Yeah, I was just always a skinnier kid, so I had to put a lot of emphasis on gaining weight and eating a lot and protein shakes and that kind of thing and just being consistent with that. And I'm even still doing the same thing, you know, just consistently trying to build and not stay the same. But that's been a main focus of mine forever, is just gaining size, not being fat, though, you know, like good size, good speed, good strength, because in this game you got to keep moving forward. You know, you can't take steps backwards. So just emphasizing that.
Can you give me an idea of what it was like? Just you and Shane are both kind of rough and tumble guys.
Yeah.
And I'm sure just in that household, sometimes it was kind of crazy with you too.
Yeah. I mean, I was pretty much getting tormented all the time growing up. But I mean, the past like 8 years, I'd say, it's just been me and him pretty much doing the same thing, just working out together and talking football together or what, not even football. It could just be like life. But yeah, we had a great relationship forever.
What do you see in that outside linebacker room? Where obviously, you know, you lose ETF, and it's a big loss. But what do you see talent wise, depth wise, when you look at that group?
Yeah, every dude that we have in there, it has the ability to play college football. You know, like, we don't have dudes in there that were like, all right, why is this guy here? You know, every dude in there can ball. It's just a part of dudes coming along mentally, I would say. But we got a lot of dudes like Cooper McDonald's, an extremely hard worker, a really talented kid. Braylon's really talented. Jeremiah's really talented. So it's like Jordan, Savelle, all those dudes could play. So, I mean, the outside linebacker, it might seem like kind of slim right now because injuries and whatnot, but there's a lot of dudes in there that can play. So I wouldn't worry about, you know, what the outside backers are doing.
The coaches have said that, you know, Braylon has been a guy who's really – come on and made a lot of progress.
Yeah.
Just curious what you see from him maybe over the last year. How's he a different player from your perspective?
I would just say on the mental aspect of the game, you know, learning the defense, that type of thing, was Braylon's main focus last year. And now that he's really starting to put things together mentally with the game, physically you can let loose and not think about, you know, what do I do here? What's my responsibility there? You know, he can just play fast, and he's really good at doing that, you know, as I'm sure you guys have been seeing.
Just how difficult was it when you lose a guy who, you know, led the country in sacks per game last year? I mean, was it tough to kind of turn the page, or what was the reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just sad. You hate to see things like that happen, especially to a dude that loves the game of football. And to know that for the remainder of these practices, I don't get to be on the field with him opposite side of me and having making plays and having fun, it's just sad. But I know with the mentality that he has, he's going to be able to bounce back pretty strong with the way that he's going to attack rehab and all that.
And what's the next step in your game? Where in 2019, you did a little bit of everything statistically. What do you see for yourself going forward?
You know, just being more honed with technique. There's a lot of things in 2019 that I wasn't doing that I should have been doing in terms of technique and the way I was playing. And it's really easy to pick those things out when you turn on the film. So just making an emphasis on working on those things, it should make a lot of difference, you know, just the little stuff that you don't usually notice.
Ryan, it seems like fans would be interested in the transition from Coach K to Coach Malloy. And have you noticed anything on the field or anything just stand out?
Yeah, I mean, they're similar and they're really different. It's like, because Coach K was here with Malloy the whole time. You know, they were always together. And we had experience working with both of them, because when I first showed up, I was playing defensive tackle with Malloy and then moved to Coach K. So they definitely have a different style of coaching. But I think a lot of the guys have acclimated really quickly to the way that Malloy teaches, and they're starting to really have fun playing. I know that sometimes guys could get mixed up with terminology that we would use. So we kind of reset a bunch of terminology, and we're starting to use different ways to word things. And I think guys are grasping the ideas a lot easier. So I think overall, we miss Coach K a ton, but we definitely are having a lot of fun with Malloy too.
All right. Thanks. Thanks. Henry, thank you. Thank you.